to other sentient beings and to take all the other sentient beings' pain and misery and sufferings to yourself. So this is called the exchange meditation. Exchange of others and self and others. And so for this, when you have the best chance, the best opportunity to do this meditation is when you are sick, for example, or when you have a great sorrow or the mental sufferings, or when you have a suffering, physical sufferings and mental sufferings, when you have a great fear, when you are outwardly the disturbances in the elements, and inwardly also the when you have a great defilements, and in order to instead of you indulging with the negative way, that you can use this into exchange meditation. For example, if you get angry, if you get anger, if you have a hatred to the others, then instead of harming other beings, instead of following up, normally we don't like somebody, and then you remember the damages, the harm that is caused by this person, and then it rises the hatred. We want this particular person to die and to have all the harm to fall to this particular person, and so on. And after having such thought again and again, then you take actions like physical actions like killing this person or hitting this person or injuring this person, and then verbally also you say very unkind words, very harsh words, words that cause pain in the person's mind. And then mentally, of course, you have a great anger and great hatred. So now, when you have such hatred to somebody, then instead of following after that you should take all the other sentient beings' hatred to yourself, to ripening to this hatred, with this hatred, so that may all the other sentient beings be free from the such harmful hatred. And in another way, the other sentient beings have much defilements, and which are the cause, and by indulging such defilements, that result is that they have great suffering, physical suffering and mental suffering, and the root of all this suffering is, of course, the self-clinging. And so all of this be falling to yourself. All their physical pains, mental anxiety, worries, shortcomings, everything be fall on you, and all your benefit, happiness are given to the other sentient beings. And by doing this way, then it crushes the one's self-clinging. And when it crushes your self-clinging, then naturally, of course, one is free from the sufferings. So instead of saying the protect me and save me, and may I be free from suffering, may I enjoy the happiness and so on, in praying such way, instead of saying this, that you may all the sufferings, may all the harms, may all the damage, may all the misery be fallen to us, and so that it crashes the self-clinging. And by doing this way, then one will be able to overcome all the sufferings. The reason the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they devoted their full life and energy for the benefit of others, and the result is that they accomplish their own purpose in the sense that they are totally free from the suffering. They also accomplish the purpose of the others, that they can benefit immense to other sentient beings. We as an ordinary sentient being, from the beginningless time, only caring for oneself, only caring for one's clinging to the self, and the result is as more and more sufferings and more harm to oneself as well as others. And so by realizing this, that one should And so eventually, and then different realms, for example, like in hell realm, there's an immense, unimaginable amount of sufferings of cold and hot and torture and miseries. All these sufferings befall to you. And then the hungry ghost, there's so much suffering of hunger and thirst. Such suffering, the hunger and thirst for a very long period of time, hundreds and thousands of years, be also fall to me. And the animals as we can see, how the animals are tortured, how the animals are suffering, how the animals are forced to work, and how the animals are slaughtered, and how the animals are tortured. So the animals are, of course, killed by themselves. Animals are like lions and tigers, and these very powerful animals kills countless. And also the human beings do a lot of damages. So these sufferings of the animals and sufferings of the demigods. The demigods are said to be constantly engaged with the battlefields, with the gods, and since their merit is never equal to the gods, they are always defeated. And so they also have immense sufferings. And then the gods realm also, although they have such a luxury life, but this kind of the life which is full of enjoyment is not permanent. One day it ends. And so when it ends, they realize they are going to fall down into the lower realms, where they have to suffer so much physical sufferings. And so when they realize this, then they have a tremendous mental sufferings. And then the human beings also, we have so much sufferings. Generally speaking, everybody is not free from the four major sufferings: the suffering of birth, suffering of old age, suffering of sickness, suffering of death. And and especially those who are sick. And so that generally these four major sufferings, and especially those who are sick, with terminal illnesses, and those who are poor, who are very poor, who do not have any food and clothing, and those beings that have a defect in their organs, like the invalid, invalid, those who are suffering, so such suffering. So in other words, all the sufferings of the samsara to wrap into yourself. And